producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
2015, a banner year for beheadings in Saudi Arabia. According to Amnesty International, beheadings have surpassed 175 at a rate of one every 2 days. Many had hoped that new Saudi King Salman would have diminished the brutality. Instead, he has accelerated it. The Independent reports the kingdom killed 102 convicted criminals in the first 6 months of 2015 alone, putting it on course to beat its 1995 record number for the calendar year of 192. Those killed included children under the age of 18 at the time of the offense and disabled people. In fact, the numbers have climbed to such a high level, the Saudis have placed a job posting for 8 new executioners. 28% of those that faced the executioner's blade were due to drug offenses, adultery, witchcraft, and of course, sorcery. Many of those executed are not given legal representation and confess to their crimes after breaking under torture. The bodies of the executed are regularly displayed in public squares where the corpse is tied to a bag with the head of the violator inside of it, something the United Nations and Amnesty International have long demanded an end to. 21-year-old Ali Mohammed Bakir al-Nimr faces crucifixion and beheading for attending a demonstration against the Saudi regime when he was just 17 years old. Well then, America and the rest of the representatives of the modern world must be furious with Saudi government for these blatant displays of medieval barbarism. Wrong. Saudi Arabia has been chosen to head an important UN human rights panel, and State Department Deputy Spokesman Mark Toner responded with enthusiasm. Toner said, "We would welcome it. We're close allies." Close allies. According to witness testimony to the classified 28 pages of the 9/11 report,
ladies and gentlemen, the Saudi government runs ISIS, runs Al-Qaeda. Does that mean that sometimes these groups don't attack Saudi Arabia to demand more goodies? And more power and more weapons? Absolutely. But that's the real problem. There it is in the New York Times. Convicted terrorists claim Saudis funded Al-Qaeda and knew a plot to down Air Force One. It's in the 28 pages that Saudi Arabia was running the hijackers and they were in Saudi intelligence. Yeah, but let's go further than that. Under Clinton and Bush, they protected those hijackers when the FBI tried to stop them, when they were training, when people at the flight schools were suspicious. But what about how at least five of the 19 trained at U.S. military bases and were given spy training? The head of the Defense Language School, Colonel Stephen Butler, went public a week after 9/11 in the San Jose Mercury News and said, "I don't know what's going on, but we train these guys at our bases. Muhammad Atta was in my class. Something's wrong." Of course. Of course. Do we know exactly what happened? No, but we know that this was allowed to happen, bare minimum. There's ABC News, still secret, 28 pages that could change our understanding of 9/11. I've been told by the congressman on this show and military intelligence people on this show that have seen it, what it says. Senator Graham, former senator of Florida, 9/11 Commission, has said what's in it. We know what's in it.
This ally of ours funded the 9/11 terror attacks and has been dubbed the Great ISIS by Colonel Sharaf Luckman, the official spokesman for the Yemeni Armed Forces, a region that has experienced exponential war crimes undertaken by Saudi Arabia and supported by the United States. In a related report on British arms sales, Robert Perkins wrote, "Yemen is the worst country for civilian deaths and injuries from explosive weapon use in the first 7 months of 2015. The Saudi government has been very elusive with the evidence connecting them to the bankrolling of ISIS. It has officially condemned the Islamic State, along with al-Nusra, the Muslim Brotherhood, Yemen's Houthi rebels, and Saudi Hezbollah. Wealthy Saudi and Qatari citizens, however, continue to fund and support Sunni Wahhabist groups in the Middle East, including ISIS, al-Nusra, Liwa al-Tahid, Arar al-Sham, Jaish al-Islam, and other jihadi fighters in Syria. And none of these wealthy agitators have been beheaded." The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists notes, A good portion of the funding for the ISIS and similar terror groups such as the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Nusra comes from Sunni elites located in Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and the Gulf states, countries that are ostensibly U.S. allies. John...
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I want you, I need you, I want you to be my tonight. Need me.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. We return weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. And, of course, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. with a live Sunday broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones. No guests today. It's going to be tons of news, video, audio clips, scientific discoveries, police state developments, economic upheavals. It's all coming up today. And, of course, we're going to have open phones. There is a Drudge Report headline, New World Order, Putin outsmarts Obama. And I have been scanning over the editorial piece out of the New York Post, and I agree with part of it, but not with some of the other parts. And at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to go over some of this article, claiming that Obama's naive, Obama's from the 1950s, Obama's trying to be friendly to Russia, and Russia is being decisive and knows what it's doing. Russia is on the verge of economic collapse. Russia is under massive economic warfare. Russia is surrounded by jihad al-Qaeda forces funded by the West. Russia is fighting for its life and has continued to put its hand out to the West. But if you look at the photo, it's Obama trying to shake the hand of Putin, and it looks as if Putin is refusing. When it's Russia that's been thrown out of the G8. It's Russia that's been thrown out of the G20. It's Russia that is seeing oil prices brought down to bankrupt them. And by no means is Russia some sweetie cake, perfect pantheon of grace and innocence and law-abiding love. But compared to the Anglo-American, New World Order, technocratic, eugenics-based, transhumanist world government pushers, Russia is just good old-fashioned mafia-style government. So at the bottom of the hour, I will break down that report. Of all these stories, just look at this one from BizPack Review. It's up on Infowars.com. School goes into lockdown after student displays Confederate flag on backpack. So now they've gone from somebody's got a gun or a knife to lockdown to, the children screamed in fear. They had seen the symbol of evil. They had seen the symbol of the South, the Confederate battle flag. They didn't know what it meant. They didn't know it was a Scottish Christian symbol. They didn't know that it had nothing to do with slavery. All they knew was the mainstream media had told them it was a sign of great evil. And to add to the hysterical religious experience, the school was locked down for hours and armed police ran through the halls. Children were then suspended. Three of them, one wearing the flag, others that were collaborators in the criminal acts. School goes into lockdown after student displays Confederate flag on backpack. I've never flown the Confederate battle flag of Robert E. Lee, but I'm tempted to because you've got to counter this type of brainwashing. Just like when they try to ban guns or have all these Hollywood movies, have cops pull people over in Texas and say, you got a rifle in your car, you're going to jail, that's illegal. That's in almost every cop show, every drama. Even though that's not the law, they'll show that to create the perception so your neighbor calls the police on you when they see you putting a deer rifle in your car. And so folks engaging in concealed carry have been protecting society and lowering crime rates, but open carry has been actively promoting the idea that our guns aren't illegal and have been showing the sheeple that and countering the brainwashing. And it's just as important of a civil rights, human rights, God-given move as Rosa Parks sitting at the front of the bus or folks trying to eat at lunch counters where they'd been told blacks wouldn't be served. It is just as epic, just as seminal, just as important. I personally know the South was manipulated into the war by British intelligence. That's declassified over 100 years ago. The North engaged in great crimes, certainly. The South engaged in some crimes as well. The founder of Texas, Sam Houston, was against it and was removed from office as the governor of Texas. First, he was the president. And he was governor, and they removed him. He had to step down from office because he was against the war. He said, you're being set up. You ought to go read. In fact, I'm going to do a whole piece on this. So I was reading a book about it and reading his quotes. I looked online. They're online as well. Just Sam Houston's comments, Sam Houston's quotes on the Civil War. He said, the North's got 10 times the industrial might. They've got 3 times the population. We're being completely set up. Believe me, I ran the operations to come into Texas with the North and take it over in an intelligence operation with Andrew Jackson 30 years ago. You don't want to do this. They've got a giant intelligence network. They control the ocean. They've got a huge Navy. We're going to lose. We're being set up. They said, be quiet. You're out of there, you Yankee. Of course, he wasn't a, quote, Yankee. He was from Tennessee and famous fighter. And he was proven correct. And there was a lot of my family that was against the Civil War in Texas. Some of them were neutral and went further west. Others joined the Confederacy. I've got ancestors that were Confederate colonels and generals, and I'm not going to get into it. But the point is that they were like Robert E. Lee. They were against it as well. But once the war started, following the Constitution, they had to join their state. But it was not some glorious war. It was a disaster. So I don't particularly like the Confederate battle flag because it makes me think of the South being manipulated by British intelligence in an attempt to break the country in two. But it is a flag that even in the annals of the British, the French, and others is seen as one of the most powerful symbols of underdogs because many times the South fought 10-1, 5-1, 3-1, and would run out of bullets and would still win with swords and knives. So the South was amazing. And because everybody that had gone south and gone west were the wagon train folks, and they've been fighting their whole lives, and they've been hunting to eat their whole lives. And there was also the Napoleonic era had kind of ended, but it persisted in Texas and a few other areas where people still had duels in the streets and people still were into dying in war. That was the greatest thing you could do. It was almost Viking. Well, it wasn't almost Viking. You had the Franks, and then you had William the Conqueror, and you had that whole culture in Europe that basically was Viking. The Norse culture is what made Europe what it is today and was the metal that made Europe rise to be the dominant force it is militarily. That culture of berserking, of fighting to the death, of dying with a sword in your hand, of wanting to die in battle, of enjoying it, of going past fear and being completely wild-eyed, crazed, and taking hallucinogens as well. That was basically the Norse culture. If you're a new listener and don't believe me, just look it up. Look up Vikings and mushrooms, and you'll get the rest of the story. But I digress. It's just the hysteria. Imagine if someone saw a swastika and they locked the school down. What if you're walking in for your world history class in, say, the 10th grade, and you've got poster board, and it's got the Allied symbols and the Nazi symbols. Do they lock the school down for that? I've actually had people, when I was a teenager, come over to my parents' house and see big bookshelves everywhere, and then books on the shelf that had swastikas on them, like Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, that won a Pulitzer Prize, and people would say, why do you have this? It's like, this one knows how to read. He's got to get watched. Just, I saw it. A Confederate battle flag. Oh, no. It's so evil. It's so bad. School goes into lockdown after student displays Confederate flag on backpack. The purge of culture, thanks to political correctness, BizPack review article. A student displayed a Confederate battle flag on his backpack, eventually led to a Georgia high school going into lockdown. Oh! And the suspicion of three students last week. The suspension. The incident started when a 10th grade boy, not a young man, arrived at Rockmart High School in Polk County with a flag attached to his backpack. Then the hysteria only went on from there. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness, did you see it? Oh, SWAT team, help me! SWAT team, help me! Oh my gosh! I mean, this is mental illness. Look at that! There's a Confederate flag flying at the Capitol! Get it down, get it down! A month later, oh, I saw one on a car! I saw one on a shirt! I saw it! This is what we've become. No knowledge, no history, no background, no culture. Just, here's a symbol, we're banning it. And months after the hysteria begins, it's taken off capitals, statues are pulled down, and police arrive because someone saw a symbol. But when people come across the border with the Al-Qaeda or the ISIS flag, or people come across illegally from Syria or from Libya, it's okay. We're going to get to that in the news today as well. And in Germany, CPS now takes your kids if you criticize the migrants. Back to Nazi Germany, where the Nazis took your kids if you didn't do what you were told. But it's all liberal, so it's okay. Besides, there are families that can't have kids that need your kids. They deserve kids, so they're going to take them from yours. Don't be homophobic.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
So we're told that we've got to give up all of our rights in the last 14 years because Al-Qaeda and other radical Islamist groups from Saudi Arabia predominantly are going to attack us any minute. Then the last 5 years, our government has openly funded these very groups to take over multiple countries in the Middle East and North Africa. Now they're allowing them to embed themselves in, quote, refugees and migrants, many of which are migrants into countries they were trying to take over, like Syria, and are now being sent to the United States and other areas of Europe. This is while we have the headline, ISIS planning nuclear tsunami. And Obama warns of apocalyptic cult that is ISIS, which is simply Al-Qaeda under a new name to confuse the public. So this is how ridiculous things have gotten and how illiterate politically the public has gotten that they could even pull something off like this. Trust in mainstream media hits rock bottom in a new Gallup poll. Only 40% say they have any level of trust, and that level is low. Yes, Congress has a 9% approval rating in Gallup. They can attack the president on supposed racial issues or claim people are, and then get a 35, 40% approval rating for him, but just based on personality. But the policies have a 9% approval rating. Another Pentagon report predicted West support for Islamic rebels would create ISIS, anti-ISIS coalition knowingly sponsored violent extremists to isolate Assad, rollback Shia expansion. The Pentagon, of course, had these reports suppressed, but our government's been arming the Saudi Arabian forces the whole time. As Iraq has been saying for 3 years, that we're supplying them. We're not doing it. The criminals that hijacked our country are. Oh, look at this article out of Breitbart. It's up on Infowars.com as well. DOJ drops charges against Syrian woman arrested at Texas border with Mexico being brought in illegally. That's okay. She's just allowed to come in now. DOJ drops charges against Syrian woman, McAllen, Texas, the place where we went down and showed the feds completing the smuggling process, where they give them the vouchers and put them on the buses. A federal court in this border city dropped all charges against Syrian woman and her brother-in-law, a U.S. citizen, who was arrested as they attempted to enter the U.S. from Mexico. He was bringing her in. As reported by Breitbart, Texas, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol arrested 27-year-old Walla Al-Armi and her brother-in-law, 46-year-old Muhammad Zaid Al-Zalam, last week in the border city on the charge of misusing a U.S. passport. That was in the border city of Hidalgo. Court records obtained by Breitbart, Texas, reveal that the woman traveled to Beirut, Lebanon, to be picked up, and then it goes into how she was transported to the United States. Let's continue. Germans could have their children snatched for anti-migrant Facebook posts, lose their job, and they are serving 120-day jail sentences, no judge, no jury, and 5,000 euro fines, and they've reactivated Stasi officers to carry it out, Paul Joseph Watson. That's right, they've reactivated the Stasi and have them Germany-wide with Zuckerberg. You cannot make this up. You cannot make the magnitude of evil up and how concerted it is. Germans who make racist anti-immigrant posts, that means any criticism, could have their children snatched by the state and fired from their jobs, according to German Lawyers Association. It goes on. And here's Zuckerberg. We have the video and the audio of this. Maybe we should grab that and play it later. Mark Zuckerberg caught on hot mic, live mic, saying Facebook will censor anti-migrant posts. Yeah, we showed how the Pope did that fake thing with that girl last week. It had tens of thousands of shares in a few hours. And they just erased the shares down to zero, and you could not share it and could not post it on any other pages. Isn't that just special? Facebook CEO tells German Chancellor, we need to do some work. And Facebook is actually hiring Stasi folks as well. Yeah, I'm not kidding. This is mainstream news. To then alert the authorities in Germany. So the Stasi are really helpful people. Marcus Wolf, former head of the Stasi, the most infamous director, worked for 3 years when we founded Homeland Security, establishing the Bureau. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg was caught discussing the censorship of anti-migrant posts on the United Nations Development Summit Saturday while speaking with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. It just surfaced last night. That's just some of the news on that front. I'm going to get into Obama when we come back. And the fact, has he been shown up by Vladimir Putin?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. On this Tuesday, the 29th day of September 2015. To watch how the media spins things. The last few months, they've had all these headlines about Russia is secretly bringing weapons into Syria to keep the civil war going, while Russia has been making announcements for 5 years. About shipping them anti-ship missiles, anti-aircraft missiles, anti-tank weapons. delivery systems, early warning systems, radar systems, advisors, air bases, troops. The Russians make announcements almost on a weekly basis. It's all over foreign news. But see, they know how Americans are, so they go, the Pentagon has caught Russia sneaking more weapons into Syria. Again, it's the same thing where the feds, from Indiana to Wisconsin to Pennsylvania, SWAT team on a monthly basis Amish, who haven't even committed crimes. They'll have $1 million-plus, two-year sting. Feds will move in next door to the Amish leader. No criminal record, totally, you know, Christian, just almost zero crime, best people, most trustworthy, most Christian. They'll move in for a year, 2 years some cases, to, quote, get their trust, to get them to sell them cheese and milk. And then one day, a year in, they'll go, yeah, I'm taking this to give it to my brother in the next state. They almost go, all right, good, thank you. Well, if you need more, you know, we like to give it to you, but you like to pay for it, thank you. And then an hour later, helicopters, SWAT teams, armored vehicles, get on the ground, get on the ground. So the stupid little jury that's already got Alzheimer's at age 40, can't tie their shoelaces, don't know what planet they're on, knows absolutely nothing. I use this example a lot because it's key, goes in and sees the SWAT raid. Here is the SWAT raid grand jury. Well, I mean, if you got guys in black masks throwing down Amish, I mean, it's like Stockholm Syndrome. They go, okay, I'll indict them. The feds are like, you damn rats are going to end up. I'm going to get you next. Because there's nothing like throwing an old Amish man in prison and taking their property. That makes you sleep real good at night. Because you're the loving federal government when you're not grabbing kids out of their backyards to put them on C-130s to fly into Saudi Arabia. So Prince Boo Boo can do whatever he wants. Filth. Scum. So that's how they run it. Yeah, we caught the Russians. We caught the Chinese. Put 1,000 Marines in. And people sit there and watch the news. They go, oh, we caught them dirty Russians. And then they have the Secretary of Defense comes out last week and goes, Russia's aiding ISIS and is only going to embolden them. That's why we're fighting ISIS, and we don't appreciate the Russians helping them. No, and the average American goes, oh, Russians fighting with ISIS. They're worse than the Amish. I'm going to not blow up right now. This is not an act that I'm about to really blow up here. I got to get control of my temper right now because it's not healthy to get this angry. But, I mean, how stupid is the public? How geopolitically, culturally, religiously ignorant are you people? And I'm not talking about our regular listeners. So here's what's happened to Obama. Obama is the politically correct, trendy front man. That's the new religion of global government is political correctness. And political correctness is whatever the new correctness is this month, this week, today. It's just total cultural Marxism directly out of the Stalin era and the Lenin era and the Soviet Union, where it's just whatever they say this week, you better repeat it exactly as they said it, or you're going to a forced labor camp. Well, the Hillary's fun camps. But the military's heating up, getting ready, gearing up. On record, army.mil. Just type in civilian inmate labor camp program. Emergency Centers Establishment Act. Resettlement. Army manual. Social Security numbers. How to process you and your family. How to break up the political leaders. How to put the leader men in another camp. How to helicopter us out for torture. And quote, re-education. And those commies are going to be in there, boy, and they are going to just have their way with us. It's going to be hellish. Of course, we're not planning to go to those. We're ready for you, trash. We're ready for you, scum. You filthy, degenerate maggots. We know exactly who you are. You think you're going to get in a fight with us? It's going to be a cakewalk? You've taken our restraint as weakness? You've taken our kindness as weakness? You're going to find out. The truth of this just hits me and I get angry. It's so sick to watch reality twisted and inverted and turned sideways and just spun to hell. God help me. God help me be calm. Anyways, I mean, I'm so angry about Zuckerberg. I already know they censor key stuff we put out. Like, why are you on Facebook? Why are you on Facebook? Because it advertises as a public commons. We're very popular there. We reach hundreds of millions of people there. That's why we're there. Why are you on the battlefield if the enemy's attacking back? Because that's where the enemy is. It's the most stupid, mindless, sheep-like, moron, idiot statements I've ever heard. I mean, how stupid are you trolls and all you sycophant morons out there? This system is designed to suck out your prosperity, suck out your health, and destroy you, you fools! You just think you joined with the New World Order, then it gave you power, and somehow you're on the winning team, you useful idiot trash! That has dishonored this republic and trashed our name by design for world government to flush America down the toilet very soon. You people are the biggest idiots I've ever seen in my life. You're like a spoiled, rotten 15-year-old whose dad gives him a brand new car, and you bitch because it doesn't have leather seats, and run up and kick the door in. You're a bunch of slack-jawed, lazy, cocky, arrogant thugs that can't back up anything. You're all talk and no action. And when all the hell breaks loose, you're going to be crying for your mommy, and she ain't going to be there. Now, let's get back to this. Look at this. Tell you what, before I get to the article, let's just play Obama's statements yesterday at the UN. Obama has turned Putin into the world's most powerful leader. No. Russia is not perfect, but Russia is not on an offense. Russia is surrounded. Russia is deindustrialized. Russia is under attack. Russia is having their only export energy brought down. Russia is surrounded by Chechen fighters that are now in all the Caucasus and are in Ukraine and are in Syria, their only Mediterranean port, attacking them. And so the Russians are defending their absolute core national security. And so the reason everyone's being driven into the former KGB agent's arms is because Obama and the globalists, in an educated, politically informed world, America has the least amount of travel except for like North Korea outside the country. America has the lowest level of information about geopolitics. America is just completely illiterate when it comes to these geopolitical developments. And so China is incredibly corrupt and bad. I don't like the communists. Russia's got big problems, but Russia's tried to reform compared to China, and the globalists don't want that. They don't want any sovereign nations. They don't want any sovereign sectors. They don't want any sovereign places to run. And so Russia's trying to have their own currency. They're trying to team up with India and China. Russia's trying to defend itself. Russia's trying to build a culture. Russia's promoting the family. Russia is going after pedophiles. Russia doesn't put fluoride in their water. You turn on Russian news, GMO shows to be a system put in to reduce fertility. Here's the UN documents. Fluoride has been proven to lower IQ and destroy fertility. That's why the West puts it in their water as part of population control. Here at the Russian Ministry of the Interior, we do not wish to destroy your fertility, but through cultural means of the communists, we have had our fertility lowered. We must have children or we will fall. This is part of a larger plan to, the Russians know, folks, because they've been through 85 years of New World Order gang rape. And isn't it fitting, as world government arises and as almost every country's fallen, Russia is over there, infiltrated, corrupt, double-dealing, has its own problems, but ideologically is being defiant to this. First clip is Obama, in case you think I'm making it up, talking about apocalyptic ISIS, which is a sock puppet, a hand puppet, a finger puppet, a marionette, a avatar, a front of Saudi Arabia, NATO, the globalists, the criminals that run our country. The criminals that run our country harvest babies while they're alive. They run Al-Qaeda. They're trying to ban Christian speech and ban churches and ban crosses. They're already doing it in Germany. They're already doing it in Sweden. They're coming. It's communist with megabanks financing them, with radical Muslims taking over. We are under attack, period. Period. Now let's go to Obama warning of the apocalypse of jihad, and out of this crisis, they will bring in their world government. Here it is.
When a dictator slaughters tens of thousands of his own people, that is not just a matter of one nation's internal affairs. It breeds human suffering on an order of magnitude that affects us all. Likewise, when a terrorist group beheads captives, slaughters the innocent, and enslaves women...
Oh, he's all behind all of it.
It's not a single nation's national security problem. That is an assault on all our humanity.
Total evil. Totally behind it, and then acts like he's against it. That's Emperor Palpatine level.
I've said before, and I will repeat, there is no room for accommodating an apocalyptic cult like ISIL. And the United States makes no apology for using our military as part of a broad coalition to go after them.
Oh, I can't listen
to
this.
We do so with a determination to ensure that there will never be a safe haven for terrorists who carry out these crimes.
Of course, they're creating a safe haven out of part of Iraq.
We have demonstrated over more than a decade of relentless pursuit of Al-Qaeda.
Syria.
We will not be outlasted by extremists.
Oh, no. They're totally empowering them 14 years after 9/11. You know, let's go to Putin first and then Obama when we come back. Here's part of Putin's address to the UN yesterday. And then compare it to what Obama's saying. The Russians have invited the U.S. in to take these people out. They're not going to take out their own people. And again, this is all coming out in the news. The world knows we run Al-Qaeda, and the world's meant to learn that, because down the road, America is going to be crippled. America is being set up for a major fall, not a complete fall, but a game changer. Europe is to lead the world government. America is to supply Hessian mercenaries. The new Atlantis is to be brought down. Let's go ahead and go to Russian President Vladimir Putin.
It seems, however, that far from learning from others' mistakes, everyone just keeps repeating them. And so the export of revolutions, this time of so-called democratic ones, continues. It would suffice to look at the situation in the Middle East and North Africa, as has been mentioned by my previous speaker, certainly. Political and social problems in this region have been piling up for a long time, and people there wished for changes naturally. But how did it actually turn out? Rather than bringing about reforms, an aggressive foreign interference has resulted in a brazen destruction of national institutions and the lifestyle itself. Instead of the triumph of democracy and progress, we got violence, poverty, and social disaster. And nobody cares a bit about human rights, including the right to life. I cannot help asking those who have caused this situation, do you realize now what you've done? But I'm afraid no one is going to answer that. Indeed, policies based on self-conceit and belief in one's exceptionality and impunity have never been abandoned. It is now obvious that the power vacuum created in some countries of the Middle East and North Africa led to the emergence of anarchy areas, which immediately started to be filled with extremists and terrorists. In these circumstances, it is hypocritical and irresponsible to make loud declarations about the threat of international terrorism while turning a blind eye to the channels of financing and supporting terrorists, including the process of drug trafficking and illicit trade in oil and arms. It would be equally irresponsible to try to manipulate extremist groups and place them at one's service in order to achieve one's own political goals in the hope of later dealing with them or, in other words, liquidating them. Russia has always been consistently fighting against terrorism in all its forms. Today we provide military and technical assistance both to Iraq and Syria and many other countries of the region who are fighting terrorist groups. We think it is an enormous mistake to refuse to cooperate with the Syrian government and its armed forces who are violently fighting terrorism face to face. We should finally acknowledge that no one but President Assad's armed forces and Kurds' militia are truly fighting the Islamic State and other terrorist organizations in Syria. We know about all the problems and contradictions in the region, but which are based on the reality. Dear colleagues, I must note that such an honest and frank approach of Russia has been recently used as a pretext to accuse it of its growing ambitions, as if those who say it have no ambitions at all. However, it's not about Russia's ambitions, dear colleagues, but about the recognition of the fact that we can no longer tolerate the current state of affairs in the world. What we actually propose is to be guided by common values and common interests rather than ambitions.
And that's the key. And that's why Putin is now the main leader of the world. Because compared to our leaders, Putin is moral. And Putin tells the truth over and over again. And the whole world sees that and sees that our government wants to overthrow even friends. Our government is overthrowing people in Egypt, people in Libya, but also in Eastern Europe, you name it. Because wicked corporations now run our government. And they want to discredit America as well. They want to destroy all the nation states. So they're willing to use us as a battering ram, even though it's going to break us in the end. They're using our wealth, our goodwill, our strong name to build this world government. Russia is completely backed into a corner. The United States is moving new medium-range cruise missiles into Europe, admitting they're going to prepare to nuke Russia. And so Russia is now being pushed closer to China, and they're moving into the Middle East. This is biblical, and it's being directed by the EU, by the globalists. And we're not hearing a word from the Pope about this. We're only hearing how we need to cut the third world's carbon output, which is a death sentence.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Let's Dig, the highest quality smokeless cigarettes, e-liquids, e-cig refills, car chargers, and starter kit. Kick some ash with Let's Dig. Call 870-525-1440 or visit letsdig.com.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
My Patriot Supply is making the choice to get prepared easier and more affordable than ever. For a limited time, a four-week emergency food supply is just $99. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-276-4010 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. Get prepared today. Call 800-276-4010 today for your $99 four-week food emergency supply.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Way up north, way up north,
By the way, you've heard the callers. A lot of you have gone to InfoWarsLife.com. You've read the rave reviews. Some products have close to 1,000 reviews. The average review is 4.8. That is unheard of for Power Reviews, one of the most respected third-party review sites where people go make reviews on the product. These are true game changers, whether it's Survival Shield Mason Iodine X2, the Good Halogen, or whether it is things like Oxy Powder that's just a higher level of oxygen, the time releases in your upper and lower intestine to flush all that stuff out. This is just basic game changer type stuff. And I've told the story many times that 2.5-3 years ago, they were already developing and souping up formulas that were already out there, but more organic, more concentrated, a liver cleanse, a liver shield. And they had a prototype, and Anthony and Dr. Group were doing it. And I read about it online, and I just said, this can't be real. Because I'm not a big supplement guy over the years. People know that. I had to be shown it. And you take it. You take the apple cider vinegar with water 3 or 4 times a day for 6 days. You take 5 or 6, depending on how your intestines work, whatever's good for you. I mean, 4 and 8, some people do different stuff. It varies. Of the oxy powder. And then on the 6th day, and we have all the details at InfoWarsLife.com, you lay on the side that your liver's on, your left side, for about 1.5 hours at bedtime. You drink 6 to 7 ounces of virgin olive oil. You take a couple capsules of bath salt, but not the type that you hear about people getting in trouble for. The actual Epsom salt, medical grade, you buy at, say, CVS. And almost everyone that I've talked to, over 90%, it happens the next morning. For me, it didn't happen for 2 days. And I'm not a doctor, so I don't know what it is, gallstones, liver stones, whatever. I'm not going to make medical statements. All I know is spectacular. I hate to talk about it. It's embarrassing. But we're talking about a good 30 to 40 black stones, which means I was really toxic. It's supposed to be green or brown. And I'm talking hard stones, folks. Just comes out of you, and you're like, oh, my gosh, it's like the movie Alien or something. If you're super, super healthy, maybe 1-2% of people, nothing happens. But you've heard the callers. We've opened the phones up unscreened, and the people calling are just blown away by what happens. Leanne McAdoo's done it. Her good friend's done it. She wants to come in next week and talk about it. And Leanne McAdoo and Anthony Gucciardi are going to be in here for about 10 minutes at the bottom of the next hour to discuss it. But here's the good news. Liver Cleanse is back. The Liver Shield is the name of the product by InfoWars Life is back. It's been sold out for months. We got a small supply back in, sold out in a few days. We got a large supply of InfoWars Life Liver Shield in. And it's only part of it with these herbs, along with the oxy powder at night. You take those together. So you just mix this. I mix it with the water when I take the apple cider vinegar. And we don't sell the apple cider vinegar or the salt. But all how to do it, the recipe is very simple. There's 5 steps, 6 days. It's very easy to do. InfoWarsLife.com. And just go read it for yourself. Watch the informational videos. Everybody says, man, your face is already slimming down. You look so much more healthy and vibrant. You've got more energy. You're also a bigger jerk like I used to be. I feel younger. I mean, I'm more aggressive. And it's just everything I'm doing. And I still put bad things in my body. I'm not perfect, believe me. Work hard, play hard. But if you want to really have the opportunity, I don't know if it's going to work for you like it did for me and all these other people. In fact, it just works totally horribly. Okay, I'm being sarcastic. Just check it out for yourself. InfoWarsLife.com. Liver Shield is back. It's so dramatic. I couldn't believe what it did for me personally. Liver Shield is back. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support and support. Our local affiliates as well. They'll be back with Obama's speech and more.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience.